GoBerkey.com today.
While most Americans are getting ready for possibly a 3 or 4 day weekend, come Memorial Day, just a week away, others are still going to be picking up the pieces of their lives, particularly in the Midwest, where tornadoes again slam into Minnesota, specifically Minneapolis and Joplin, Missouri. But really, warnings and watches all over the place from Texas to Michigan. This extreme weather ripping apart lives, and that's where we start. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We are just a week away from Memorial Day. As we get closer to Memorial Day, we're going to talk about veterans and things that you can do to honor veterans and in your own areas and things that have been done in the past. Also, where are we headed as a country when it comes to those who have served and served again and again and again and then come back to sometimes a terrible reality? There are some wonderful groups out there, don't get me wrong, and we're going to give them credit, but there are a lot of things that could be done. That's for later in the week. Though, from the get-go, as we talk about Louisiana and the creepy, creepy floodwaters that have slammed into so many people's homes because they had to open a spillway in an effort not to flood Baton Rouge and New Orleans. So you have this terrible wait. People have to come back to their homes maybe 3 weeks from now to see if they even have a home. And then others to wonder whether or not they're going to get hit by it. You've got the rushing waters of the swollen Mississippi. And we're talking about people in smaller towns that are parallel to that river in some of the areas in Louisiana. So while they're dealing with a man-made disaster, because it's a disaster for them, whether it's better to hit a few for the benefit of the many, it's not so easy when you're living through that. But for the people in Joplin, Missouri, they didn't have a choice. They just had the tornadoes touch down, and it was one side of the street ripped up and the other side of the street didn't get hit by the swath. But you had terrible things happen. A top couple of floors of a major hospital just ripped up, ripped to shreds. We had x-rays flying out the window that aren't recoverable. Who knows, they're 50 miles away or whatever. Glass blown out all over the place. The only silver lining to that story is that the people were evacuated from the hospital before they were whisked out or sucked out of the top floors. A lot of them actually sat there and watched as they were being moved to other facilities. And in Missouri, they believe that people have died. They just don't know how many. They're not sure because it's a mess. Cars overturned, a wrecked helicopter on its side, in front of the hospital that was damaged. All kinds of devastation, very reminiscent of what happened in Tuscaloosa in Alabama just last month. We had a whole bunch of twisters that killed 300 people. How many? You know, we don't know. Because you have blocks and blocks of houses and businesses and cars and all of that that are piled up. And there's no way at this point to know how many. As far as the shelters are concerned, you've got thousands of people cramming into shelters. So you know that certainly many, many people did survive it. And that's the good news as well in this part. And the fact that you had patients in the hallways or out in the parking lot, as I said, from the St. John's Regional Medical Center, because they didn't get much notice. I mean, we're talking a few minutes at the most. Imagine being a nurse in those situations. You're running down the hall. Can you see it? Picture this for a second. You're in the hospital, I'm in the hospital, and you're getting hustled out, boom, like that, boom, the minute's notice. They got out, though. So everything else that got blown away, you can deal with that. It's the human part of it. You can't take back the life. That's the thing. It's the same storm system that we saw before, like I said, of what they saw in Alabama. And at least one person was killed in Minneapolis, and a lot of other people were injured as a result of that. A lot of other people were injured. Scary. So now it's about recovery operations, trying to find people, trying to find bodies, frankly. So what do you have to do there? Well, you have heavy equipment that has to get down there. You got to clear the debris. That's how you do these missions. And you've got to activate the National Guard. You declare a state of emergency. I mean, they're boom, 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 down the steps. And that's what's happened at this point. So they've got no exact totals on it. No exact totals. We move to something completely different from the world of disaster happening in our own backyards to the conversation happening in many households across the United States. When we talk about the politics of getting reelected, some think that the president might have shot himself in the foot with the comments that he made about the idea of going to those 67 boundaries when he's talking about Israel and the Palestinians, the negotiated land swaps. Because remember, the president last week endorsed a future Palestine based on Israel's 67 boundaries. And there are a lot of people, including a pro-Israel lobby that the president spoke to on Sunday, who are not happy with what's being suggested. For the first time in a very long time, he was in a crowd and he was heavily, heavily booed. And he told the American Israel Public Affairs Committee that the border lines that he referred to reflected U.S. thinking that has gone way back to President Bill Clinton. Why not throw him under the bus? That's what he was thinking. And that it needed to be brought out into the open. Because he said if there's a controversy, then it's not based on substance. He said what he did on Thursday was to say publicly what has been acknowledged privately. He said he's done so because he can't afford to wait another decade or another 2 decades or 3 decades to achieve peace. And there's your question. You think we'll ever achieve peace? King Abdullah had his own take from Jordan. Here's what he had to say about the prez and peace.
This is a new and definitely defining moment for the Middle East. Which way the Middle East goes, I hope, reaching out to the aspirations of the youth, this will be a good story when we look back on it years from now. If you look to the past 10 years, every 2 to 2.5 years, there's either the Intifada or a war or a conflict. So looking back over the past 12 years, my experience shows me that if we ignore the Israeli-Palestinian issue, something will burst.
Yeah, it's been interesting times, to say the least, all over the entire Middle East. And Jordan and King Abdullah very worried and concerned about what's happening in his own neck of the woods, and then, of course, over the peace process in general. Coming up, much more to go, including We Can Count at the Tail End of the Hour. But on the flip side, we're going to fill in the blanks for you.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Bad. All right, so the president says he's bad to the bone because he's calling it like he sees it, and it's what he's been told all along from previous administrations, just nobody ever said it. It's almost like he's saying nobody had the guts to say this, so screw it, I'm going to say it. We go back to 67, forget the West Bank and the Gaza Strip and all that, you give it back, and we'll do some land swapping here, and we're going to cut to the chase, and we're going to have peace in the Middle East, and the Israelis are saying, forget about it. That's not happening. You're not cutting into the land that way. So I hold to what I've said all along on this show. It's impossible. You are not going to have a true peace accord in the Middle East. I don't think so. I mean, forever in history? Well, I won't live that long, so I can't answer that question. In the next 50 years, in my lifetime, I'm saying no. I don't think so. I don't think we're gonna see it. The feelings run so deep, and it's about the land that you can't. You're not gonna play Solomon and say, "Okay, I'm coming in as this interested third party. Let's have peace here. You get this and this and this." It's not like Monopoly. We're not just dividing this up at the end so we can all win. Because it's the Middle East. It's the Palestinians and the Israelis who have religious beliefs and beliefs in settlements that run back much further than you can imagine. Or maybe you can imagine it. Then you understand why it's not going to happen. Daniel is listening to us in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the call. What's up?
I was just listening, and I tend to agree that the the factions that are warring in the Middle East over this. I mean, you could trace it all the way back to, like, Ishmael and Abraham if you want to do that.
Yeah.
It goes back that far. And so it's a not only a historical and territorial, it's in their fundamental religious beliefs in a lot of ways, too. So I agree. It's just not something we're going to be able to broker.
No.
It's been the joy. I mean, it's kind of been the tongue-in-cheek wish on New Year's for Middle East peace. You know, when I was growing up, that's what my mom always wanted was world peace, peace in the Middle East, blah, blah, blah. And I think we're going to continue in the same way because it's impossible. That's my point.
Absolutely. It's impossible. It's impossible. We're not, as you said, we're not going to be able to be the broker for this either. There's no way.
No, because a lot of the ideals and things that are held high go against Western religion, according to Eastern religion. So they're not going to listen to us. And I think between that and Iraq, there's really two outcomes. I mean, we kept troops in Germany after World War II because the Russians were doing all sorts of stuff and they made us nervous. And we're kind of keeping troops in Iraq for that same thing. But now the government we just installed, they don't like and they want to have it again. They want a total change again. And it reminds me of when we evacuated Vietnam. We were there for so long and then we were pulling people off the roof of the embassy because the opponent that we had been fighting were at the gates.
Yeah.
And it rings similar.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Stay safe, Daniel, out there. Appreciate the call. Bye-bye. Do you think that Daniel and I are right in this one? I don't see it. And maybe you are looking at it from a different point of view. Here's what the chief Palestinian negotiator said, Saeb Erekat. He said that, really, he refused to address some of the major issues that were raised by the president, including the criticism of a reconciliation. Remember this, and, you know, I had to actually be jogged. My memory had to be jogged about this. Remember, there was a reconciliation agreement between President Abbas and the Islamic militant group Hamas. So they didn't react. They didn't react to Obama's rejection of the Palestinian efforts to win UN recognition of an independent Palestinian state without a peace deal with Israel. And Erekat said, I want to hear from Mr. Netanyahu, calling for him to conduct peace talks. Just what we were saying there, we're not going to be the person or the country that comes up with this accord. And he went on to say before, he says, yes, it's a waste of time to talk about a peace process. We're waiting for him to respond to the president. And here's the thing. Obama left for Ireland. He's going to visit England, France, Poland. He's got all that going on. And this is in the middle of all the things that are happening in Libya. It's like we forget about Libya. Remember, you've got Muammar Gaddafi's forces and the rebels going at it. And one of the things that NATO is working on, and one of the things that's going to be big, I think, this week is, Where are we going with this whole Libya thing at this point? Where are we headed here? And if the president is going to England and France and Ireland, what do you think that some of the conversation is going to be? I mean, some of it's going to be about Libya, absolutely, because of the spots where he'll be. Think of the oil and the interest there for the UK and for France. Where are they getting a chunk of their oil from? Libya. Think of also what other things they would talk about. The economic concerns, period. You see that the IMF guy, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, he resigns amid all the nonsense with the sexual assault allegations against him by a maid in New York. So now he's out of it. He's out on $1 million bail and $5 million bond, crazy stuff. But that also sent that into turmoil. Of course, who bailed out Ireland? And that's what's the heavy conversation is going to end up being, I believe. You get the obligatory, oh, this is the town I was connected to from Obama, and the cute things of those, you know, the photo ops, if you will. But behind closed doors, that's going to be most of the conversation. So I think the president's probably happy that he's out of, going to be out of sight as far as the conversation is with the peace talk and the peace talk accord, because he can skedaddle for a few and find some softer ground, let's just say. He's not going to broker this peace deal. He's not going to do it. If he's going to pull one out of thin air, the one that he pulled out of thin air, I still say was Osama bin Laden, but it's not going to be peace in the Middle East. Absolutely no way, no how. Hey, the feel-good story, I think, of the weekend, or what I call the daily salute, has to be the fact that they found a suspect in the beating case of the San Francisco Giant fan. I mean, picture this. You get a chance to see your team, and you have on your hat and your shirt. You're stumbling into Dodger Stadium, thinking it's okay. The people are pretty friendly there. I've been to Chavez Ravine many times. I thought the fans were pretty decent. It wasn't like being at a Yankees-Boston Red Sox game, either at Fenway or in New York. So this guy gets the snot beat out of him, where he has brain damage, and everybody's horrified. The Dodgers are upset about it. The players are upset. The people in San Francisco and the Giants fans are upset. So now they finally have a suspect, and his name is Giovanni Ramirez, 31 years old. He's being held on $1 million bail, which is great. He's booked for assault with a deadly weapon. And just terrific stuff, I think. The police chief, his name is Charlie Beck, held a news conference. He was so excited about this at the stadium, and they had the mayor on hand and Dodger people on hand. You can tell when somebody, when especially a manly man like this chief, I mean, his voice was broken. You could hear it crack because he had 20 full-time detectives who were working on it. And you know how many leads they had? They had almost 700 leads. And finally they get that phone call that they had somebody in custody in connection with this beating. I say bravo to those detectives and all of that work, because they were going to turn over every rock in LA if they had to find this person and try to shore this up and nail someone for what they did to this poor Giants fan. We can count coming up next.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its true cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Picture, if you will, topping We Can Count, that you're on a ride on Space Mountain, in fact, at Walt Disney World in Orlando, and suddenly you're knocked unconscious. What's that about? A 48-year-old woman was found unconscious and not responding at the end of a spin on Saturday morning. She was breathing on her own. They took her to a local hospital for treatment, and you know, here's the thing. When you go to these rides, I was thinking about this. Doesn't it always say you shouldn't have, you know, you have to be in good health or something? I know the last time there was, like, different things written. It's usually about the height of the kids. But there is always something about, especially on anything that's like a roller coaster, that you have to be in good health. But how do you know that? I don't know if I have something that could make me get knocked unconscious if I get on Space Mountain. And, I mean, the good news, I guess, is she's okay, but they're saying that you shouldn't suffer from high blood pressure, you shouldn't have any kind of heart problems or any kind of medical conditions if you're going to get on rides like Space Mountain. And you can just imagine Disney hates dealing with these things, because they don't want people falling out of rides, they don't want people dying on rides or being knocked unconscious. But it's an indoor roller coaster. It's completely in the dark, and some people can't handle that because you've got, it has a couple of high loops. I've been on Space Mountain and, you know, people, I think aren't thinking, I don't think they're thinking really what they're getting on. Maybe they should say, enter at your own risk. Thrilling scary roller coaster ride where you cannot see anything, including the person who's sitting next to you. Matt, do you like roller coasters? I'm taking that as a no. If he's not answering, I'm taking it as a no. I used to like roller coasters, but I'm going to say now I don't know that I can do the roller coaster thing. I can do some of them, but the way they are now with the 4Gs, the, you know, that centrifugal force sometimes on some of the rides, I don't get that thrill that I used to get when I was 10 years old. Let's move on to the box office because we do our cheap movie reviews on Thursday. The latest installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides took in a record $256.3 million at the box office. Wow. In case you missed the Pirates because you didn't have a ticket to get in because they pre-sold so many and you didn't want to wait in lines and all that stuff, we don't want you to feel bad, so we're going to let you hear a little snippet, shall we? I think Matt has dropped off. Maybe we're not going to let you hear a snippet of the pirate movie. We'll try. We'll try next time around. Otherwise, oil. We go from, don't you love this show? We go from an unconscious rider on a Disney ride to pirates to oil. Because here we are at the beginning of the week again, and oil prices fell to $99 a barrel in Asia, as now we're seeing benchmark crude for July delivery down 97 cents to 99.13 to be exact. That's midday Singapore. It can change up by the rest of the day. But in London, Brent crude down 94 cents to 111.45. That's for a barrel on the ICE Futures Exchange. So oil, basically, if we want to mix it up for you, has dropped from a 30-month high near 115 a barrel on May 2nd amid some big gains in the dollar and signs that U.S. gasoline demand is waning. Here's the thing. The reason you follow where oil is, unless you have some investment in oil futures, we care what happens when you pull up to the pumps. I mean, let's say that all of you care about how much you're paying for gasoline. So when you see that number jump, you automatically know you're going to be paying more. Whether it's a nickel, a dime, 30, 40 cents more, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Once you see that, you know, as you see that click on the exchanges, like the New York Mercantile Exchange, get ready to, in the next couple of days, pay a lot more for it. Let's just say that. Okay, this is a big, big deal. How many people listening to America Tonight have sleep apnea? I have a cousin named John who has sleep apnea, and he has to wear that Darth Vader mask. He swears it works, but I can't imagine how his wife can deal with it. Oh, and you know what sleep apnea is? Deep, heavy snoring. And then you have these stop-start kind of things that happen where people wake up and they're gasping for air, for breath. And the severity of sleep apnea has to be pretty widespread because you can just tell in your conversations that you're having with people how many people suffer from this or think that they are suffering from sleep apnea. And I happen to see a report on it. They're saying that sleep apnea, CBS did a report that they've got a new study, they blew this story out, that they've got a new study that links sleep apnea with cancer. So people with sleeping problems with this kind of that bad have periods of that interrupted breathing during sleep show that it might spread cancer. Oh, and that CPAP breathing machine that they have, they did it of course, as they do all the studies on mice, and it showed that the cancer tumors grew more rapidly in those with sleep apnea. That is a scary thing, isn't it? So to get that rest, the person has to move through the complete sleep cycle that you need. In stage one, sleep is light, and the sleeper is easily awakened. In stage two, sleep becomes deeper and brain waves are slow. In stage three, you have deep sleep, and you know where we go from there. The last stage we know is REM, which is rapid eye movement, and they call it a sleep dex. It's unbelievable the numbers they found. Normal adults spend 50% of sleep in stage two that I described to you, 20% in the REM, and 30% in the other cycles. So if you have sleep apnea, I think it's pretty scary, even if you can take it with a grain of salt, this study. I think it's pretty scary that they're saying that how much that could affect you. I mean, you know, remember the old song, I can't even think who sings it now anymore, but remember the song, Everything Gives You Cancer? Well, here's another thing to add to the list. And that's why it fits on We Can Count. Here's one more thing to be concerned about. Something that has to do with breathing and something that has to do with a problem that so many people suffer from. In the meantime, you know that Icelandic volcano that caused a nasty problem for travelers last year, last summer? A lot of people found themselves grounded in Europe and they were paying crazy prices just to get from point A to point B because they couldn't fly because the airports were closed and they were grounded somewhere. Here we go again, 12 miles into the air, an ash cloud. Once again, the most active volcano in Iceland. It shut down the main airport there, but the European nations are watching to see if there's going to be any kind of an impact on any of their air routes from that plume of smoke and ash. They don't think they're going to have a repeat. It was 6 days where the airspace was closed. The transatlantic flights were down, all that. And so they're warning airlines, and of course everybody knows the story by now, but the cloud is starting to drift over the capital in Iceland, and they're saying the prospects for reopening the main international airport are not good. So you have some nervous air traffic controllers in Europe who are worried that the ash could spread to the south, which would mean you'd have to close some of these airports. The airline industry said last time around, because of the 6 days that they couldn't have flights, they lost about $1.7 billion in money, in revenue, because they couldn't get people, they couldn't fly them. So far, or during that, they had 6,000 passengers, more than 6,000 passengers that were affected. I think this time around they're saying that stopping flights on Sunday and going into Monday, they've had 6,000 passengers that have been affected. But with the amount of money we're talking about last time, 1.7, they had hundreds and thousands of people that were impacted by it. So it could happen again. If you know somebody who is in England, for example, we'll see. When are they supposed to come back? If they're supposed to come back the tail end of this week, it might be trouble once again. Oh, my, oh, my. All right, coming up on the...
Does this face look like it's been to the fountain of youth? Depends on the light.
There's your snippet. We get it to you. We knew we were going to deliver it. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have
problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Abracadabra, it's not magic, but what happened to that whole Judgment Day thing? No sign of Judgment Day that was forecasted by the evangelical broadcaster out of the left coast in San Francisco. People are trying to figure out what happened to that failed pronouncement. And actually, there were a lot of jokes made about the rapture, Judgment Day. Sadly, though, there were some people that honestly sold everything, decided to just chuck it and go and do whatever they would do for leading up to the weekend. And then the 5 months afterwards, just planning for it. So there were plenty of people that bought into the idea that a Judgment Day is upon us. In fact, I was at a Jimmy Buffett concert over the weekend. He brought the world out, put it on his shoulder, and said something about, well, I guess it Judgment Day didn't come, because here we are. And thank goodness it's time for Margaritaville once again, or whatever he said. But he certainly wasn't the only one that took the stage to sing or say something about it. And the people behind the whole rapture thing, it's almost like they went underground, because I tried to even get a hold of somebody for the show. They weren't returning really any phone calls. So maybe they went underground too. I don't know. There was 2,000 billboards around the U.S., the warning of Judgment Day. I told you I saw several in a couple of different areas. It's the Family Radio Network of Christian stations that were talking about. Harold Camping is his name, who said that this was going to happen. So there were people that were inspired to action. In New York, there was a retired worker who's told his story. His name's Robert Fitzpatrick, who decided to spend $140,000 of his savings on subway posters and outdoor advertisements warning of Judgment Day. So he was in Times Square in New York. He carried a Bible, he handed out leaflets, and he waited for Judgment Day to begin. It didn't happen. He was reading the Bible and all that sort of stuff, and by 6 o'clock Eastern time, it didn't happen. And when the hour came and went by, he said, "I don't understand why," and he looked at his watch. Nothing had happened, and that was it. Camping, by the way, made another failed prediction that Christ would return to Earth in 1994. He said Doomsday would begin at 6 o'clock Eastern, or in the various time zones around the globe. But it didn't happen. So there were some people that did take it to heart, however, like the one guy that I mentioned. A spokesperson for him, a guy named Tom Evans, said that several tens of thousands of people listened to the family radio's message. And the network is heard in 30 languages through international affiliates. How about that? And it did turn into a party, a celebration for a lot of people, that atheists and other people decided to hold celebrations, get-togethers to celebrate the end of days. And it certainly got people talking anyway. He did create buzz. You know how I say, what's the water cooler buzz? He created buzz and then some. We started off the hour talking about the tornadoes, of course, just terrible what's happened in Missouri. They're now saying maybe 30-plus people dead. You know, they don't want to give a hard number because they don't know, because they're still in the stages of recovering and all that and getting the heavy equipment to lift all of the destroyed homes and businesses. And they don't know what they're going to find. Sadly, that's the reality of it. As the hours tick by and you get later into the evening. We talked about Minneapolis. That's a big city being slammed by a tornado as well. Matt, you, of course, are at the mothership and you're in Minneapolis. What was that like? What were people talking about there?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy because the actual tornado itself, it started west of downtown Minneapolis in a suburb called St. Louis Park, and it was on the ground for about, I think it was 30 minutes, and it was just slowly moving from the west side of town all the way to the northern suburbs. I've never seen a storm system that was so dangerous and strong move so slow before. And being in Minnesota, we get a lot of, you know, different types of weather and a lot of tornadoes, and this is one where it was just, it seemed like it was taking forever to just get out of town, I guess. It was staying around on the ground forever. It was, like I said, almost a half hour, and there was a lot of damage, especially in North Minneapolis, which is, it's kind of bad because that's the part of town where it's a little bit of a lower income, families are there, and it's the one place where you don't need anything to happen to those people.
Oh, yeah. How sad is that? And you're not expecting that, let's be honest. I don't know, you're just not expecting that, if we're being honest about it. You just don't think of it. I mean, you don't think of that area getting hit by it.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of times you never really hear tornadoes hitting major cities as much. I remember there was one that came, did one come through Dallas a couple of years ago?
Yes, yes, and I was here then. It was before I went to New York. And,
but it's usually not in big cities like that.
No, it's usually not in big cities, and that took apart a big skyscraper. Nobody was hurt or anything, but it set off the alarms and led all the evening news casts and everything, because you don't normally see that. Now, there have been certainly tornadoes in the suburbs and open areas and whatever, but not really in the cities. And as Matt said, that's not what people are expecting. I guess you never know what the weather is going to bring. I say that all the time, the unpredictability of Mother Nature sadly got the better of way too many people this past weekend. Way too many people. We talk about business a ton here on America Tonight. I haven't been as much lately. We've done some interviews with some interesting people who are entrepreneurs, and we've talked about other people who are finding ways to make money because they don't have the traditional arenas that used to be available. You know, you worked for a company, you worked your way up the ladder, you got the gold watch. Now you got to sing and dance for your supper a little bit more. That's small businesses. That's why we're so protective of small businesses and healthcare and, you know, taking money out of the coffers of a small business because of the people who are hanging on or who are employed by some of the companies that are left. One thing that's interesting is the success we've seen with internet companies from all kinds of arenas, like LinkedIn. Business people, or a lot of people, not just business people, all kinds of people are connected on LinkedIn. In fact, sometimes it does lead to jobs for people. But LinkedIn went public, and the stock on its first day of trading last Thursday jumped 109%. I mean, it had massive liftoff. Then it came down to earth. You know, basically the website raised $352 million from investors, then it more than doubled after that. So it started at $45 and then shot all the way up. Then it went back down Friday. It's at 90, it was at 93.09, I think it closed at. How crazy. And LinkedIn, what an interesting example that is of things that now we're seeing of public offerings where you have all kinds of things. You have like Zipcar, you have HCA Holdings, which is a hospital chain. You know, if they get enough capital, there are a lot of people that are going back to the idea of, can we IPO it? And if the company is going at a fast pace, then we can raise more money that way. And, you know, that's what happens. Although you have to be kind of in that buyer beware situation. Remember, the internet bubble popped and then it burst, unfortunately.